This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, we just pulled every human being on Earth in the break. I just pulled almost 7 billion people. And the results are in. The people of the world agree. Brian Stelter is the biggest loser in the history of television. I'm actually honored to be joined by the biggest loser in the history of television. It's quite a milestone to accomplish for Brian Stelter here today to be the biggest loser in the history of television. But he's called in. He has a beef with the president because he won't be going to the correspondence dinner, which they didn't want him at anyway. But Brian, what seems to be your problem here? Why are you so upset that Trump isn't going to the correspondents' dinner? You know, the bit doesn't really work until you switch it. So let's just start it back again. Okay. Brian, Pennywise Stelter from CNN has just been pulled as the biggest loser in the history of TV. He joins me now because he's upset and he has something to say to the president. He realized the president is listening to InfoWars and not CNN. So, Brian, you finally have an audience here on the Alex Jones Show. So what would you like to say to the president?
I think that the president is a little man. He's a small man who doesn't have the courage to face a real man like me. You know, just because I don't even tie my own necktie or tie my own shoes, my mother is still kind enough to help me with that every morning. She just let me brush my own teeth. But just because my own mother has to tuck me in at night doesn't mean I'm a small man. And just because my ratings are almost at zero doesn't mean I'm a small man. I'm actually a very large man, as you can see here. But I'm mad right now because the president is refusing to go to the correspondents' dinner. Obviously, the president is not aware that the Constitution says he must attend the correspondents' dinner. Obviously, the president has not read the Declaration of Independence, which clearly states the correspondents' dinner must be attended by the president and his family. The president must endure the abuse by the media. Now, I had something very special planned for the president this year, and I know that I'm not the only one, but he's avoiding us now. And he won't go to the correspondents' dinner.
Since the president isn't going to the correspondents' dinner, Brian, would you care to enlighten us what it is you were going to do?
Well, I'll give InfoWars the exclusive right now. But all of us in the media, we're going to superglue ourselves together and build a human wall around President Trump so that he cannot leave. And we will basically build a human dome to trap President Trump and save the world. But he must have found this out because now he's avoiding us. And so I have a new plan. I am going to sneak on to the White House grounds. I'm going to sneak through the fence.
Through the fence, Brian? You might have to diet for like 10 years before you can sneak through a fence.
Don't you worry about that, Owen. I'll suck it in. Actually, if you look at me from the side, I'm very wide when you look at me from the front, but from the side, I'm actually very thin, like paper, because I'm really just a thin man. So from the side, you can see how physically large I am, but from the side, you see how thin my intellect really is. So here's the deal, Mr. President. You can try to avoid us, but we will find you. We've got hounds like Jim Acosta right now searching the White House for you. Oh, by the way, Mr. President, I came in to the egg roll. You didn't see me. I was disguised. I was actually in an Easter Bunny outfit. But I came into the egg roll. I know what you did to those eggs, Mr. President, because I tested them on myself. And so I know what you did, Mr. President. It's sick.
Brian, what are you talking about?
Well, let's just say I was experimenting with those eggs, but actually now I'm realizing that I didn't have it right. And I think I'm going to have to call you back now. I'm having a bit of a problem.
Okay, Brian. I'm not sure what Brian did with those Easter eggs, but hopefully he gets well before his big broadcast this Sunday. Reliable sources that nobody has watched forever.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Folks, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important because we give a platform to people like American Identity Movement where they would normally just be totally probably ignored by media. But luckily, and they hate this, but InfoWars has become so big now, the power of this audience is so real that we can give a platform to people like Patrick Casey from American Identity Movement and really help put their work on the map. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes this possible. And so we don't want the censorship to then create this other chilling effect that InfoWars has had, which is using the power of this audience and this platform to give life to other outlets, other voices, other commentators, where other media outlets wouldn't give them that opportunity. So I really appreciate the fact here at InfoWars that we lift the ships around us up, that we try to build up the fleet here. And so that's why they want to censor us. So it's not only the information that's powerful. And Rob Dew just put out a picture on Twitter of Alex in D.C. today with just a large contingent of young kids. They hate how powerful our information is. They hate the impact we're having on the youth. But they also hate the fact that this is a platform that reaches millions and millions of people every day. And we can lift the other ships around us and then build a fleet of free speech media that the censors are trying to drown right now and sink. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. And we've got 50% off all apparel right now. So all the T-shirts, the ball caps, everything, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So my next guest is Patrick Casey from AmericanIdentityMovement.com. We featured his video yesterday here on the Alex Jones Show, where he and his partner over American Identity Movement dressed up as clowns, and they went to Drag Queen Story Hour. And so, of course, they got kicked out because they didn't want to play with the kids. But we're going to talk about that now with Patrick Casey. So first, Patrick, thanks for joining us. What made you think of this idea to go to the Drag Queen Story Time dressed as a clown?
So first off, minor correction, I actually wasn't able to attend this. These were two activists who attended in Louisiana, locals who live in New Orleans. But they did give me the rundown of what exactly they did, what it was like from their perspective. And I did have somewhat of a role in planning, helping to plan this out. So,
okay, I apologize for that misinformation. Sure, basically, these were locals in New Orleans that just work with you guys at American Identity Movement, which you had.
Yeah, they're members of the organization. Okay. They're activists. They've done quite a bit in the past as well. So.
Okay, so tell me about this then. So did they contact you with this idea previously, or did they just kind of tell you they were doing it, or how did it happen?
Yeah, so basically within the organization, if one of our activists wants to do activism for American Identity Movement, there's a whole process they have to go through. They have to fill out a proposal. It has to get approved by our activism department. We have things very structured and centralized so that people don't go off and do something totally outlandish and then expect us to promote it for American Identity Movement. So it's something that was kind of in the works for a little while. The organization helped provide funds for for the materials and the costumes and so forth. But yeah, credit to the three guys, can't forget the cameraman who went out there and helped make this basically our biggest action to date.
Yeah, and it was powerful. And this is the kind of stuff, and I don't know if you heard the segment from yesterday, but this is the kind of stuff that we have to do now. And I understand there's some conservatives that don't like this tact, and I get it, but this is what we have to do. I mean, it's the old cliche, fighting fire with fire. It's absolute insanity that Drag Queen Story Hour even exists. I'm not against drag queens. I'm not against transsexuals. I just don't understand the purpose of having them read to kids. Like, what is this all about? And they say, oh, we're grooming them. So they admit what they're doing. And I mean, they are sexualizing these kids. And then to me, it just gives a bad name to people that just want to be a drag queen or a crossdresser or whatever, who have no intention of fondling kids at a library. But so I think that that was the brilliance of this is dressing up like the drag queens, essentially in a clown outfit, and saying, yeah, here we are for the clown show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Drag Queen Story Hour is just so absurd that we thought that going in there and trying to outdo them in terms of absurdity was a good way to draw attention to just how ridiculous it was. And I think for most people right of center kind of understand that a man who wants to dress up as a woman, kind of in an over-sexualized way, might not be totally right in the head, but, you know, there are always going to be people who are a little, you know, eccentric and off-center, I guess you could say. But in the past, people like that understand they need to keep that stuff to themselves, right? You want to dress up as a woman, well, maybe you should just do it in your house if you're going to do it at all. But now what's happened is that deviancy has been weaponized by the left, and it's being shoved in our faces. And now there used to be people who did this in the past understood, yeah, this isn't something right, so I should do it, away from the public light. But now what they've done is they've shoved it in our faces and they've said, no, you're the sick one if you don't accept it. So it's not kids that are asking for Drag Queen Story Hour, right? It's left-wing liberal parents who are subjecting their kids to left-wing indoctrination, telling them that drag queens are good, you know, right-wing conservatives, nationalists, they're bad. And it's really just a sick state of affairs. And I think that most normal, well-adjusted people are capable of looking at the kind of clips that you're showing right now and seeing that this isn't right. This isn't the kind of thing that you show to kids.
It's pretty shocking. And I don't think it's a coincidence or an isolated incident. And we, in fact, know it's not now, that you have pedophiles infiltrating these groups. I mean, it's really easy to put on a wig or a mask or what have you, paint your face and all this stuff, change your identity, and all of a sudden people can't go back and look at who you are in the past when you have child sex offenses and other such stuff. So this has already happened just twice, too, in a Houston drag queen story time alone. And by the way, just to kind of highlight the absurdity of all this, not to go down this path, but I'm following a story right here in Texas where a father is going through a tough a divorce deal with his wife. And he's not even, like, he's being basically told he's the bad person because he doesn't want his 4-year-old boy to be a girl. And his 4-year-old boy doesn't want anything to do with this. It's the ex-wife. But it's like, that's like what you're saying. It's even reaching the court system now, too, where the court's like, oh, you're bad. You want your boy to be a boy. And so, but that's my point, is that, look, to the average consumer of politics and current news, they don't see the craziness. They don't see the drag queen story times. They don't see the Trump protesters screaming at the sky. So we have to bring this to their attention somehow. So, yeah, I feel that it makes sense to fight the absurd with the absurd. I mean, I do the same here with some of the stunts I do at InfoWars. But, yeah, it's like you said, the video and the work that these guys did may have not even picked up or noticed by anyone if they didn't put on the clown outfits.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've noticed that the more theatrical in action that we do, we're going to get more positive reception, but also more negative reception, right?
Oh, my gosh. This is just – you've got these hairy men dressed up as clowns. I mean, they're dressed up as clowns. They're not trying to be women. Yeah. See, that's ridiculous.
Some of them look like demons.
That's what I'm saying. This is not a cross-dresser. This is not a drag queen. I mean, this is not a man trying to be a woman. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's something, and it's something – kids shouldn't be around. But something that I wanted to point out at some point during this interview is that there is a degree of centralization to Drag Queen Story Hour. I think to some extent it is something that's kind of happening maybe at the grassroots level, but there is a Drag Queen Story Hour, a DQSH nonprofit that was started in San Francisco by Michelle T and Radar Productions. I haven't looked into Radar Productions, but who knows what would come up if you did. But basically they have, they're on their website bragging about how they have Drag Queen Story Hour chapters all over the world. So there is a nonprofit that is organizing these things globally. And I think, you know, for maybe some of your journalists or other journalists on the Dissident Right, it would be worthwhile to look into who is funding them.
Name those organizations again that are starting this Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yes, Drag Queen Story Hour is the nonprofit, and it says on their, its website it was founded by Michelle T and Radar Productions. So.
Well, I know that not only will our team of writers, I'm sure, be looking into that and filing a report, I'm sure that the audience will be looking into that as well. But again, I mean, I can't even believe that they used that picture for their front page. I mean, look at this. It's clearly a dude. I mean, masculine features. It doesn't even appear they're trying to be a woman. They just do the cross-dressing thing. And then you see the kid with the with clearly the leftist indoctrinated parent forcing it on him. And the kid just is like, what am I looking at? Is this like a demon? I mean, the kid actually has instincts.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You know, Alex Jones figured something out a while back that has really been a key to InfoWars success. And it's something that I've kind of discovered myself, and it's what Patrick Casey was alluding to in the last segment, how a certain level of absurdity or a certain level of theatrics, as Patrick said, is necessary to garner attention to some of the things that you're doing. Otherwise, they just kind of fall flat. And again, I understand why conservatives look at this stuff and they say, oh, this gives a bad name to us or this, that, or the other thing, but this is an info war. I mean, this is a spiritual battle. I mean, look at what the left is doing. Look at the desperate measures the left is taking to try to win for their agenda, which is anti-human, anti-American. So, I mean, we've got to fight fire with fire. So a certain level of us has to realize you have to fight absurdity with absurdity. How do you show and highlight and mirror the absurdity of Drag Queen Story Hour? Well, you dress like a clown, and you go to Drag Queen Story Hour. But, you know, don't you think it really highlights, Patrick, the intentions here, or that even they kind of understand that what they're doing is a little sordid, that they kick the clowns out? I mean, why can't the clowns stay?
Right. Well, I guess they thought that the clowns were being, bad right-wingers for drawing attention, bad right-wing clowns for drawing attention to again, the ridiculousness and the absurdity of Drag Queen Story Hour. I do think that there is somewhat of an implicit concession or understanding on their behalf that the drag queen stuff is sordid, that it is something that is controversial and taboo, and that's the whole reason why they're doing it, right? I think there's a sense of, oh, this is taboo, this is wrong, but they're doing it anyways. So
no, that's actually
the fact
a good
that
point.
They kicked this out.
The very conception of it is the acceptance of the reality that it's taboo and sordid. And it's like,
right,
this is what we have to do to kids. We have to get them used to this.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is part of the broader attempt by the left and by globalists on the right as well to poison our traditional values and our basically our culture, what has traditionally been seen as normal and healthy in America and more broadly the West, has been inverted, and now what was once virtue has been made vice, and what was once vice is now, they're trying to make it virtue.
I'm going to make a prediction right now, because I understand how these things work, and sometimes it takes some time for people to understand this, but when you've been in the info war long enough, you realize how real it is. This is like a slow rollout. It's like what can we get away with? How far can we take it? The same principle applies for these people in abortion. How far can we take abortion? How much, I mean, can we kill a live baby? Can we abort a one-year-old? I mean, they'll keep pushing it as far as we'll let them. So here's my prediction. They're going to eventually bring drag queen story time to public schools, and they're going to bring it to kindergarten, first grade classrooms. That's where this is going. Unless there's a massive pushback. And that's the key. If they can continue to push this and there's not a big pushback and they can continue to do Drag Queen Story Hour, and let's say, I would say if they have a success rate, let's give it a number, of I would say either 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. If they have 10 Drag Queen Story Times events and 7 of them are successful and only 3 of them have a pushback, they'll move it next level. If they have 10 Drag Queen Story Time events and 5 or 6 of them have a protest or get disrupted, they'll realize, okay, this isn't going to go any farther than this, and they'll start to ratchet it back. And so I think that's where we're at right now. And I would even say maybe it's time to go next level and you actually pretend to be a drag queen and see what kind of stuff that you can find out, or even when it's your turn, be like, you know, kids, this is actually wrong what we're doing here. You shouldn't be forced to be sexualized. So, but that's what I'm saying. That's the battlefront that we're on right now.
Absolutely, and I like the idea of posing as a drag queen. I don't know if that's something I will ever.
Yeah,
do,
that's the thing. I don't know.
Maybe
I'll dress up as a cow, but that's a Crowder thing. That's a Crowder thing. I agree.
You see that, but you're absolutely right. Is activism works? The left understands that, and it's time that the right begins to understand that as well. And you know, just regular people, you don't need to have a lot of experience to do activism like this. If in your city or your town, you're aware of drag queen story hour happening or being about to happen, then you should get together with like-minded people, like-minded conservatives, nationalists, libertarians, whatever, and just go in there. And, you know, you don't even have to dress up as clowns. If you outnumber them, obviously this is peaceful and nonviolent, but if you outnumber them, you're going to be able to, you know, maybe chant like some kind of slogan, or you're just going to be able to, you know, say something else. And these people are self-conscious. These people are, you know, they don't want this to happen. They want to be, you know, as perverse as it sounds.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the crew is rolling this B-roll right now. I went to a Planned Parenthood rally here, and I got assaulted by a drag queen or a cross-dresser or a transsexual. And I realized something, because I've reached a point now, Patrick, where I'm just pressing charges and trying to get anybody arrested who assaults me. I dealt with it long enough now. I'm just doing it, and I hate to do that to the police, but it has to be done. And so I realized, though, I can't even ID my assaulter because they're wearing all this makeup. I don't know who they are. They got a wig on and all this crap. You can't even ID them. And of course, that's why these pedophiles are taking advantage of this drag queen story time, because they can go in undercover. But you know, here's the thing too. If you don't want to dress up like a clown and do it, you know, that's fine. It's not for everybody. Go print a big poster. Pull up that psycho freeze frame that we have. Just print a big poster of an image from Drag Queen Storytime and just stand outside the library and be like, yeah, you just print that image right there and just hold it outside the library and say, Drag Queen Storytime is here. And people's eyes will be like, what is that? What is going on here? So, I mean, there's other ways that you can fight this, and they just pulled up another story about how one was canceled. But I just feel like if they continue to roll this out with success, it's going to eventually be in the schools, and then it's going to be on cable television.
Yeah, we have to push back, and that applies to any front on the culture war. Any issue where the left is trying to, you know, assert its hegemony over us, we need to push back. We don't want to give them an inch, because obviously they will take a mile. But, you know, one thing that's worth pointing out here is, and I know you touched on this yesterday, is that, you know, this isn't just conservative fear-mongering, right? As Drag Queen Story Hour hasn't been going on for that long, I think just like a few years. But guess what? Multiple drag queens have been revealed to be sex offenders, right? And this is, I'm sure this is just the, you know, the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure that if you were to look into the backgrounds of all of these drag queens, you would find quite a bit. So that's another thing for the, you know, the internet sleuths and journalists to look into. So in the one most egregious example of this is 32-year-old Alberto Garza, who sexually assaulted an 8-year-old boy years ago. So a registered sex offender. Guess what? He gets invited into the Houston Public Library to be around kids. And it turned into this big, you know, this big media outrage, as it, you know, rightfully should have. And, you know, it turns out the library didn't do a background check. They didn't do any,
It could be a situation, too, where, you know, the library is relying on the Drag Queen Storytime to do a background check. Oh, go figure. They let a pedophile slip in.
Right, right. I would not trust the Drag Queen Story Hour national nonprofit to assert any kind of standards.
So let me just ask you this final question, Patrick, as the segment comes to a close. I mean, and this is why the activism is so important. My guess is, and this is probably your most viewed video ever, my guess is when your activists dressed up as clowns to do this, they did not expect it would get this attention and would end up on InfoWars. They did it because they wanted to be activists, and that's why this is so key.
Absolutely, and they did a phenomenal job, and they deserve unending praise for this fantastic action.
So there it is, folks. The video can be found on American Identity Movement's Twitter, the original right there. And hey, if you feel like taking action and engaging in activism to stop Drag Queen Story Hour from reaching kids in schools, that's where it's going next. Take action today. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick Casey of American Identity Movement.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life.
So much to get to in the hour and a half that I have left here on the Alex Jones Show. It's going to be a powerful archive 4 hours when it's all said and done. Be sure to share this broadcast with your friends and family, folks. Look, This is the type of broadcast they don't want people hearing, because most of the stuff we discuss here, the average American is thinking about or has it in their subconscious. They're just distracted by their own lives or a football game or you know, whatever. And so they don't talk about it. It never rises to the surface until they see it and they hear it and they see other people think it and they see other people talking about it. They see other people are caring about it. And then all of a sudden, they start to voice their opinion. They start to feel not so alone out there in the universe. But they want you to feel alone. They want those instincts that you've buried down deep to stay there. Because as soon as they come up to the surface, you're not going to accept this satanic one-world government. And they know that. So they have to keep you distracted. And they have to keep your instincts beaten out of you. And then they really have to bully you out of your divine curiosity for the universe and for your existence. But they can't stop us at InfoWars.com, and it absolutely drives them crazy. And your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so imperative right now, folks. You know, I got to tell you, you know, when I start talking to Alex about expansion here and he starts making announcements about expansion here, you know, you start to get your spidey senses tingling, because it's, I mean, it's almost a miracle. It is, in fact, it I mean, it's practically a miracle that we can expand in the middle of all this censorship. I mean, first of all, for example, I mean, you can just look at TV, and if you go and look, the average television show maybe lasts a season or two and never gets re-signed because it fails. It's so hard to successfully launch a new show. It's almost impossible. I mean, how many shows have they launched on Comedy Central making fun of Alex Jones and InfoWars that fall flat on their face after a couple months? Almost all of them. And then they keep bringing the same guy back. Jordan Klepper has a new thing he's doing now. So we've launched shows, David Knight every morning with the David Knight Show, and then myself with the War Room in the afternoon drive. We've been on air now for over a year, almost 2 years. And we've had massive success. I mean, that's a miracle in and of itself, that we're able to launch new shows and then have success, sustained success and viewership, despite the fact we're basically banned from being broadcast. It's a miracle. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot thank you guys enough. And so take advantage of the T-shirt sale we have going right now. 50% off all apparel. We've also got some other specials. In fact, I'm going to talk about a special we have in the final hour of today's show. You're not going to want to miss that. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, get yourself an InfoWars t-shirt, support the InfoWar, become a walking, talking billboard for InfoWars. But look, if you're not going to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, just share the links, tell your friends and family, talk about InfoWars, don't be bullied out of your free speech, and help us expand. Because that's Alex's plan right now, is to begin the next expansion. But it's tough considering the censorship that we endure. But with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, it's all possible. Now, I've got this stack of news here that I want to get to about how the Democrats are basically just trying to measure the rope that they want to use to hang themselves with here in the 2020 presidential campaign process. But first, here is Tucker Carlson breaking it down last night.
Democrats say they despise Donald Trump. They seem to mean it. They tell us they'll do anything to prevent him from continuing as president. But if that's really true, why are they working so hard to sabotage their own chances of replacing him? Why are Democrats suddenly saying things that will guarantee Trump's reelection as president? In just the past few months, Democrats have said things that are so out of the mainstream that it's very hard to imagine voters will back them. Just last night on CNN, watch Bernie Sanders, the front runner, endorse voting for felons who are currently behind bars. Watch this.
If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They may be in jail for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people.
Terrible people. So how terrible is Sanders talking about? Cannibals? Convicted spies? How about terrorists who kill children? Oh, yes, said Bernie Sanders. They get the vote, too. Unlike the first or second.
You know, and honestly, I think that this is one of the less extreme things that the Democrats are pushing right now, to be honest.
Who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Okay, let's have that conversation. Best to do it right now, actually, because whenever the left tells you they want a conversation about something, you can be certain that any dissent on that subject will be banned a year from now. By 2020, questioning whether imprisoned terrorists should vote will earn you a trip to the HR department and a lifetime ban from PayPal and Twitter. So while we still can, consider the story of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev first came to the United States, you'll remember, on a tourist visa with the rest of his family from Kyrgyzstan. All of them promptly claimed asylum here. They were given it. Over time, the Tsarnaevs collected more than $100,000 in taxpayer-financed government benefits. In 2012, Tsarnaev received U.S. citizenship. And then, less than a year later, he murdered three people and maimed hundreds with a pressure cooker bomb at the Boston Marathon. Now he's on death row. So Democrats hear that story and they feel outrage. It's not that immigrants repay
his dead brother vote too.
Terror attack that may bother you. It doesn't bother them. The injustice they're enraged by is that a convicted terrorist might not be allowed to help pick our next president. That's outrageous.
No, I think it should go farther. I think his brother, his dead brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, should vote too.
Pakistani refugees like the Tsarnaevs have faced historically in this country. Maybe they need reparations.
Give them two votes.
They definitely need a voice. So do the convicts of West Feliciana.
But so here's the thing.
Louisiana.
I mean, honestly, that's like the least radical thing that the Democrats are doing right now. I mean, at least felons in this country, which we did the number, it's probably about 6 million. So, yeah, the Democrats need 6 million votes. That's really what this is. There's about 6 million felons that can't vote in this country. And so the Democrats are, pun not intended, dying for votes right now. And so, yeah, they want to try to tap into that 6 million felon voters is what they want to do. Or they'll use that to steal 6 million votes. I mean, that's really what they'll do. They'll, oh, yeah, we're giving you the right to vote. And then they'll just say you'll just have 6 million Democrat votes magically, like every felon will vote Democrat, you know. And so that's what they'll do. But that's like the least radical thing the Democrats are going. The Democrats have dead people voting. The Democrats have people voting twice in districts that they don't even live in and haven't lived in for decades. This has all been exposed. The Democrats, they bus in ballots in the midnight twilight hour of election night. They want non-citizens to vote. They literally want people to come from any country and vote. Oh, but by the way, did you hear about Russian influence and meddling? These people are, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I don't know. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's like at this point, we either just take the black pill and just let these people destroy us and destroy our country and destroy the West, or you're literally going to have to start locking these people up. You don't have to jail them. Put them in insane asylums. These people are in a total uproar over Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Their own people admit, Rosenstein, all of them admit, zero votes were impacted. Zero. No votes changed. But yet they're sitting here pissing and moaning over Russian collusion and Russian meddling. Meanwhile, they have a wide open southern border and they want anyone to cross it and vote. Folks, that's mental illness. That's insanity. They belong in an insane asylum. So we can either decide to wake up as humans, to reach down in our pants and grab our nuts and say, we're not going to be destroyed by you psychos, or go ahead and take the black pill and enjoy the show as they destroy this country and destroy freedom in the West. That's your choice. Nut up and take these people to the insane asylum where they belong, or enjoy the destruction of America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
Well, you know, we got another special guest. He's been on before, but he's coming back on in the fourth hour. Oh my gosh, man. You've got Humpty Dumpty on CNN cheering on destruction of America. And you've got the Democrats engaging the Democrats are literally engaging in terrorism and treason. I mean, you know, I'm not going to water down my words. Let's call it what it is. The Democrat Party is engaged in terrorism and treason, period. That's it. The Democrats are terrorists.
Oh, Owen, you can't say that.
Really? They said it. Project Veritas got undercover video. They had a guy named Aaron Black, whose literally job it was to engage in domestic terror. And they got caught. They shut down a Trump event in Chicago with their domestic terror. What do you think Jussie Smollett is? What do you think having open borders is? It's all treason. The Democrats are open terrorists and treason. I mean, it's unbelievable. So look. Again, it really comes down to this, folks. Americans can either get real or just enjoy the show. Because the Democrats are going to destroy this country. They already are. The good news is, though, you know, the left is really confused right now about what bathroom to use. You know, there's this big bathroom debate. So the good news is the Democrats have actually solved this issue. This is big. The Democrats have actually solved the bathroom issue. Just poop in the streets. So the Democrats have solved the bathroom issue. Just go in the streets. Just do it in the road. That's what they do in San Francisco. So I credit the Democrats for creating all of these crap jobs. You really have to give them credit. I just can't even believe it, man. I just can't even believe it. We're going to have to sit here and watch the destruction of America. And you know, so many people look at the president as the last hope to stop this. And he really almost is a man alone. But, I mean, he needs to know we have his back. I mean, there needs to be more activism. These people have to be exposed. But it's sad. You know, millions of Americans have no idea what's even going on. They're following their favorite sports team or their favorite TV show or obsessed with the Game of Thrones. And they'll just wake up one day and walk outside and America will be dead and they'll say, what the hell happened? Well, while you were zombified, while you were in a trance, Democrats destroyed this country. They opened the borders. We got floods of illegals. They didn't let them vote. So then they voted for whoever would give them free stuff. That then destroyed our economy. And now we have nothing. Thanks, though. Hope you enjoyed the ball game. So I'm just going to sit here and watch it, folks. And, you know, I've only been here at InfoWars for 3 years. And I've only been doing politics and news for, I guess, about 5 or 6 now. And I just understand Alex's frustration because it's just like you're just sitting here. It's like watching your kid drown. Let me get back into this news, though. Now, we've got the new talking point coming out, and we all said this would happen. The new talking point coming out against Trump or the Russian collusion narrative to try to breathe new life into it is Don McGahn. Here's a series of headlines. White House plans to fight House subpoena of former counsel Don McGahn for testimony on Mueller report. It's all a bunch of BS. It's just keeping the story going. It's just keeping the obstruction going. It's just trying to keep the boot on America's neck. They can't let President Trump do his job. They have to keep him battling this fake collusion narrative all day with lawyers and everything. Democrats ask Trump, and Trump says no, signaling a bitter fight ahead. So they're not going to cooperate with this investigation. And then the Democrats are going to say, oh, see, Trump is obstructing justice. Trump says, no. They're actively engaged in treason. It's like if you try to stop treason, you're somehow the bad guy. Like if you fight back against, it's like, no. It's like you should just be raped. You should just let the murderer murder you. Just bend over and take the rape. Don't fight back. Oh, my gosh. Did you see that victim of rape? That victim of rape tried to fight back. That's a rapist. It's like what they do. Oh, my gosh. That person just got murdered, tried to save his own life. That murderer. So here's Trump. These people are openly engaged in treason. And so he's trying to stop the treason. And they say, look at Trump. He's committing treason. Dems clash with Trump officials on subpoenas, tax returns. Oh, yeah, get ready. That'll be the next one. The taxes. Oh, Rachel Maddow found the taxes. Rachel Maddow can't even do 2 plus 2. Politico, you people. This is risky. Trump's thirst for Mueller revenge could land him in trouble. Again, here's the Democrats and everybody just openly engaging in treason. Trump trying to stop it, and they say, oh, Trump is trying to stop treason against America?
How dare he? Oh, that individual tried to stop the assailant from raping her. She's a rapist. Did you see that victim that just got stabbed in the throat to death? That victim tried to stop the stabbing. They tried to take down their assailant. That's a murderer. I'm glad they got killed. That's their mindset. But no, that's what they're trying to impart on you. They want you to be that fooled. They want you to be that dumb. And sadly, many Americans are. Ah, when you got Brian Stelter on TV. Do you know he was only 33 years old? Stay away from donuts, kids. Biden set to announce presidential run on Thursday in a video. That shows you how pathetic his presidential campaign is about to be. He can't even do it live in person. Oh, crazy Uncle Joe serial groper Biden. That's going to be fun. It's either going to be the presidential race we deserve is Bernie Sanders versus Trump. The presidential race that we're probably going to get, though, is going to be Biden versus Trump. And it's going to be beautiful. So we're not even going to have real, it's not even going to be real crap. It's going to be, here's Joe Biden and all his crimes and all his Ukrainian collusion. And by the way, he can't keep his hands off of, 12-year-old girls' chests. It's disgusting. Maryland Governor Hogan says he's seriously mulling a presidential run, criticizes Trump's very disturbing behavior. So you got all these no-name Democrats now popping into the picture. There's like 25 that are going to be running now. They've already set a record. Who told you that was going to happen? InfoWars. And then you got these other weak chicken neck Republicans like Bill Weld trying to run against Trump. Oh, Bill, stay home. Save yourself the embarrassment. Bernie or bust, the Sanders supporters who will back Trump if their man isn't the Democrat nominee. Well, that already happened. Folks, if we have a real presidential election and the votes aren't rigged, President Trump will win in a record landslide. Won't even be close. Won't even be close. There's no candidate on the Democrat side right now that could even hold a candle to Trump. The most popular is by far Bernie. But you got to remember, Bernie already ran a failed presidential campaign where half of his voters sued him. They know he's a total cuck. They know he's a total fraud. So, I mean, Trump could honestly get 70 million votes. I think that'd be a record. Because you got to understand, folks, a lot of conservatives and Republicans, they didn't vote for Trump. They were still deceived by the media. They were still deceived by the Republican neocon establishment. They didn't vote Trump. They're now voting Trump. You're talking tens of millions of voters. And don't forget about all those Democrats in the walkaway movement, too. I mean, in a fair election, folks, Trump will win in a record landslide. But we're not going to get a fair election. The Democrats are already bringing in non-citizens to vote. The Democrats have already been caught bussing in ballots at the midnight hour during election nights. The Democrats have already been caught registering dead voters, registering people who have moved to vote. The Democrats are already cheating six ways to Sunday. And they still couldn't beat Trump. But imagine if there was a fair election. And you know, I think that that's almost what this country needs more than anything else. If we could just have one real election that isn't rigged by the electronic voting machines, just one fair election, just so Americans could see that it would be like 100 Republican votes or 100 conservative votes to like 40, 50 million Democrat votes. And that would be the picture that people need to see. It's like, yeah, America loves America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.